Bill Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. Here's some law practice slash public relations advice. If you've got a slam-dunky constitutional rights case, don't get carried away. It hurts your cause if people read your lawsuit and burst out laughing. To illustrate this point, I now bring you some quotes from a complaint filed in Los Angeles Superior Court last month. See if you can guess what it's about. Quote, Mr. St. George and his male friend soon returned to the theater where they were two of the first would-be patrons in line to enter the theater, which they were not allowed to do because of what happened next, which perhaps can best be described as being akin to the Montgomery City Lines Bus Company in Montgomery, Alabama, circa 1955, morphing into the Woolworth's department store lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina in 1960, period, close quote. If that sounds familiar to you, you saw the news coverage. It was a suit filed on behalf of a guy who wasn't allowed into an Eliza Schlesinger performance that was entitled Girls' Night In with Eliza. No boys allowed. The plaintiff bought tickets for himself and a male pal anyway, didn't get in, and hired a lawyer. Because he was surprised? Okay, discrimination is discrimination. Technically, the guy may be right. But a nice, maybe two-page simple complaint should have done the trick. The plaintiff could easily have gotten a refund and a little extra for the emotional distress of being deprived of comedy for a couple of hours. End of story. No snarky news coverage. Instead, he hired a lawyer who, reportedly, has filed lots of discrimination suits on behalf of men, and his suit compares, in a really long sentence, his plight to the struggle of minorities in the segregated South. The civil rights movement should sue for defamation. Most of us are now laughing at the plaintiff, which I'm guessing is not something he was after. Oh well, the life of a civil rights pioneer is never easy. Note to Eliza and or her lawyers, organize a benefit concert for the victims of female oppression. There's some serious publicity to be had. I should note here that denial of access to female comedy is not the only difficulty facing men. They've also been deprived of shower curtains. I hadn't been aware of this issue before spotting a civil rights lawsuit filed last week in Los Angeles against Fitness International that noted that female locker rooms have shower curtains, but male locker rooms do not. I have to be honest, I'm not sure I quite understand the problem here. Here are the two key paragraphs from the suit. Interpret them as you see fit. Quote, as a result, plaintiff is subject to shame and embarrassment of showering without the same element of privacy offered to defendants' female patrons. Defendants' intent to discriminate, either knowingly or with reckless disregard for the truth of the matter, is demonstrated by the fact that defendant removed the shower curtains from the male locker room in response to allegations of lewd conduct, but did not do the same for the female locker room. Close quote. There was lewd conduct involving curtains? Does the plaintiff want privacy for his lewd conduct? Does he want the women's curtains removed too? I suspect this is going to be very complex litigation. Fighting fire with fire. How do you combat corporate greed? With greed, of course. At least that seems to be the approach of a, quote, private equity firm, close quote, that issued a press release last week with this really long headline. Quote, Corporate Whistleblower Center believes now is the time to take whistleblowing to a new level with an aggressive approach by a private equity firm to potentially make millions in profits, close quote. The center encourages people who know bad stuff about their companies to call them, but only if there's some serious money involved and, as it says on the CorporateWhistleblower.com website, you have, quote, significant proof that is fresh, unreported, and of high quality, close quote. Also, it says on the site's rewards page, quote, do not go to the media or the government, close quote. You don't want do-gooders getting in the way of your reward. Some of you may be wondering at this point just who or what the Corporate Whistleblower Center is. The About Us link on its site isn't much help except to say that the center's parent group is America's Watchdog, quote, one of the best-known consumer advocacy groups in the United States, close quote. America's Watchdog doesn't come with any identification either on its website, aside from being, quote, one of the best-known consumer advocacy groups in the United States, close quote. I'm astonished that I haven't known this before. It's tempting to be cynical about this, but I just can't, because even though the America's Watchdog website doesn't say much, it does have a nice big picture of a beautiful black dog sitting next to a flag on it. I assume that's the watchdog. Now there's a face you can trust. See you next week.